got any recommendations of somewhere close? Something like Chinese takeaway or something like that. It's of that ilk, fast and lots of calories. Yeah. Kebab, something like that.
There's a load of food places just up on Oxford Road, just to the top here.
Yep. Yeah. Perfect.
You're not for too spicy or anything.
yeah, exactly.
Let's grab some details.
Alright.
You okay for footwear? Have you got something to change into?
No, it's alright, I can wear these. Yeah. Oh man, so good. This is what I love about these things. When things go wrong, it kind of throws up all these cool scenarios and human kindness, which is just like spectacular to see. So I've just got to the bike shop and they just can't do enough to help me out. It's so cool. So he's got the new bottom bracket. I'm leaving it with him for an hour. And they're like, right, you need to go and get some food. This is where you go and get all your food. Do you need to charge anything? We'll get everything and charge for you. All the USBs, don't worry. So I've got everything charging up now. And my battery pack and my Wahoo. While they're doing it, which is like such great service and thinking from them. I've got an hour, so I'll go back at say 2:30. I've got an hour to go and just find some food, and I'm right in the middle of Manchester. There's loads of cool stuff around. They've recommended some places. So happy days, and I'll come out with a brand new bottom bracket and be able to hopefully do the rest of my ride in comfort, security, and maybe it might be a bit easier as well, because it was properly like crunchy. It was terrible. A bit embarrassed to take my muddy bike in there, to be honest. But the other bonus about this is that I don't even have to worry about where I put my bike. It's been taken care of.
Bit of a frustrating afternoon. Day 5. So I got the bottom bracket replaced and I had an amazing meal of steak and eggs, hash browns, hollandaise sauce, and a malt shake, a flat white, and an extra side of chips. And that's so what I needed, just a proper hot meal. Loads of protein, loads of carbs. Oh man, it was so good. So I spent that time while the bike was being fixed to also get the podcast up to date-ish. So all was looking good. Picked the bike up, went to the Patagonia store for a coffee, met Pete in there, the other fellow rider. And then as I was leaving at the start of the next section of this stage, I just heard all the same creaking again. You can hear it now, I'm sure, in the background. So I went back to the shop and the guy kind of took everything apart, greased everything, put it back together, and it's still the same, so it's fine. The bottom bracket desperately needed replacing anyway, because it was just crunching. It wasn't really smooth at all. So that's a great thing to do, and it feels much better. I've just still got an annoying sound, but as long as it's only an annoying sound, doesn't mean anything that's wrong, then that's all good. So now I'm just following some nice little tracks through some parks and things out of Manchester, and through Bury now as well. heading north. Sounds like the next section is pretty horrific, going up through the Pennines. Lots of hauling bikes over things, I think. But it feels good to be on the road again, at least. It's, you get into the focused race mentality of not wasting any time at all, and you know, having the meal was fine because I knew that the bike was getting fixed, but having to double back, do a load of distance again, and you know, just takes you out of the kind of focus, and you feel like you're on the back foot, and so consequently I feel quite scattered now, and my head doesn't really feel in the game, as they say. Well, where am I going? See, I've gone the wrong way. That is what I'm talking about. And I haven't resupplied, which I assumed I was going to do in Manchester, and I couldn't find a place that looked good. So I haven't done a resupply yet. I'm just hoping to find like a roadside service station or something where I can be a bit more incognito and leave the bike outside. The middle of Manchester didn't seem like a good place to do that, and then the sort of outskirts of Manchester seemed like an even worse place to do that. Lord of Scallies. Yeah. So it is a beautiful, beautiful afternoon though. The sun's come out, everything feels nice and chilled. I just need to actually get back into this and get my head back into this now and put in some focused riding. Well, the inevitable happened and I got a puncture. It's been a day of frustrating mechanical issues today. I'm just having a Snickers to cheer myself up. I've attempted a repair, well, not a repair, it's like replacing the tube. Right. We'll wait and see if that works. I really was quite lucky though, because for a second I thought that my pump wasn't going to fit onto the valve of the tube, which I would have been absolutely scuppered. But I tell you what, as bad as it is getting a puncture, the satisfaction of fixing it and riding off again, knowing that you've done all that yourself and kept yourself on the road and kept yourself safe, is pretty good. I don't think it's worth it, but it's pretty good. And the reason I got the puncture was that I was following Miles down this descent, and he was doing sick bunny hops over these like drainage kind of channels that had really sharp edges, and I was trying to copy him and couldn't do it, and just smacked my back tire into this edge. And I knew as soon as I did it, I knew what was going to happen, and sure enough I got a pinch flat. It just instantly went down and I just felt extremely stupid. I was really struggling to get going after the repairs in Manchester. Had quite a good section riding with Moss with with Miles, kind of allows you to lose track of time a little bit, and we just had a good chat about all sorts of Racing Collective and GB Duro stuff, so made the time really fly, and we had got through a good amount of gravel, went over a cool climb, but it's just back to me on my own now, and I need to get some momentum back, but the problem is it's getting fairly late on in the day now, it's 8:30. I really haven't done anywhere near as much riding as I wanted to. Oh well.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.